Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio.
Radio.
Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good morning out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Grillion Ideas Radio Show, as the announcer said, and I'm Grillion Ideas, and I have my sidekick over in Florida with us this morning, Aaron, a.k.a. Hank Bob. Good morning, Aaron. How are you over there in Florida?
I'm good, brother. How are you this morning?
How's my ears?
I said, how are you this morning?
Oh, I thought you said, how are my ears? My ears aren't so good.
Yeah, but apparently your ears are jacked up, so.
I am doing okay. It's freezing cold over here in San Diego, 24 degrees this morning. I've actually got on long pants for a change.
Very nice. It's 82 degrees and shorts and T-shirt.
No kidding. Well, lucky you. It's cold over here. We had snow, not in San Diego where I am, but just a little north of me, and they blocked the interstate for, like, I don't know, 8 or 10 hours. And I thought there was global warming, but I don't think so.
You're officially not a believer in global warming at this
point?
Well,
actually, I never was, and this is just proves a point. Of course, people argue with you and say it's just a fluke. I think the fact that someone believes that there's global warming is a fluke. Anyway, we've got our New Jersey food news girl on the line here with us, too, if this thing is working. I think. Good morning, Laurie. How are you in New Jersey?
Good morning, guys. I'm good. Hi, Hank Bob.
Hi, Laurie. I have missed you.
I missed you, too.
Why don't you guys just have a tickle fight? I'll do the radio show, okay?
Tickle fight.
Well, today we have a big show. We've got, who do we have on today? We've got Laurie doing the food news, and then after that we have, oh yes, the crazy bitch herself from crazybitchsoft.com. That's going to be interesting, and I think Hank Bob's going to be joining us about that time. And then later on today we have Gerald Timmerman, who's a country music singer, so we've got a fun-packed show this morning. I do have an announcement to make. First of all, before we move along with Laurie's news, actually a couple of announcements. First of all, Saber Ricci, who is our recipe for love lady, she's coming on February the 2nd, and she wanted me to announce a contest. I want everybody to pay attention, because the last time we had a contest, remember that one, Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
I still remember. I only saw one limerick, and I think I wrote it.
Yeah, we're not having any more limerick contests, but Saber Ricci has come up with a contest, and she's going to be giving away three of her new books to a lucky listener. And what you have to do is, between now and February 2nd, you need to send us one paragraph. I don't want any more than like 200 words of your sexiest kitchen story. And then the one who we pick, we're going to read a few of them on the show, and the one that we pick as the sexiest kitchen story will be getting one of the books. And then second and third place will also. So we're giving away three books, and Saber Ricci is going to be giving the books away for the contest. And we'll be talking about this on Facebook and reminding everybody, but send in your sexiest kitchen story. Do you have any sexy kitchen stories, Aaron?
Yes, I do. But they all involve a pig, and I mean, I don't know if that really is going to apply.
I'm going to take the fifth on this one. Where do we send the story? To her, like, private message page?
No, I want to be actually taking all the – good question, Laurie. I haven't even thought it that far. I'm going to be taking all the stories. What I want you to do is do it like on a document and email it to me, grillionideas@earthlink.net, and then I will pass it along to Sabra because I guess she's going to be making the decision as to who is the who does have the sexiest kitchen stories. But you'll be sending them to me, grillionideas@earthlink.net, and you've got several weeks to put this together, and we'll be announcing the winner on February 2nd. And, Laurie, you said you're taking the fifth on the sexy kitchen story?
No, I'm teasing. I'm going to try it.
Well,
you're going to go for it.
Well, you're not winning. We're not giving you a book. But you can still try it. In fact, yes, we do want to, we want to hear it. Right, Aaron?
Yes. Can I get video to go with the story, though, Laurie, please?
Of course. A private one. Absolutely.
And, Aaron, I don't want yours there for the video if it involves the pig.
Mine only comes with video, just in case you want to know. I mean, mine doesn't have anything other than video. There's no writing. I don't do that so well, so we'll just shoot video.
I also have another announcement. Emily Ellen, everyone knows Emily Ellen. She is going to be, yes, she's going to be in a new movie, and the movie's called Fat, Dumb and Happy. I thought of you, Aaron, by the way, when I heard the
hey.
What I heard the funny is, no, seriously, though, what's funny is I told someone that I was really going to go and try to make it to the casting call, and
right.
They said, well, what's the name of the movie? And I told them the name of the movie, and they was like, holy crap, it's a movie about you. So,
anyway, Emily's going to be coming on the show later this month, on the 26th, to be talking about the new movie and about her calendar and some of the things she's doing. I think she's got something in the works on TV. So we're going to be having her on January 26th. And in the movie, she told me in an email, she's actually playing herself, not playing with herself, Aaron, playing herself in the movie. And
Yeah, they cast herself.
So it's supposed to be pretty good from what I've been reading up on. It sounds like an interesting movie where this guy, I guess, falls in love with a TV chef, which is Emily Ellen. So anyway, it should, looks like it might be an interesting movie. So I have her on the 26th of January. And let's see, do I have any other announcements? Yes, I do, actually. Katarina Borg will be coming back on with our Kitty Cat desserts in February. And I haven't set the date on that yet, but for those that been looking for her, wondering where she was in January. She had some personal things going on, but she'll be back on in February. And I think I'm done with announcements. So, Laurie, it's your turn. Time to talk about food news.
Okay. Here we go. And, of course, I'm going to start with wine of the week. Well, I was going to say, brilliant, now that you have me into these Zins, I bought a 2010, it's a Paso Robles Coastal Line Zinfandel. And
okay.
After reading the tasting notes, I cannot wait to try it. I haven't tried it yet. It costs about $15, and here are what the tasting notes say. It says, this California Zin is rich, full-bodied, with aromas and flavors of the blackberries, black cherry, mocha, and a hint of caramel and oak on the finish. I couldn't have picked all those flavors together. Perfect.
Sounds good. I used to live 20 miles away from Paso Robles, and they do have good wine there.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Lucky dog. One of these days I'll get to Napa. Last week, I started to read the story about the 2013 food trends, and then someone cut me off and rushed me. So I wonder who that is.
I don't know.
So I thought I would finish. I would finish it and start off this week by reading the continuation of it. So here we go.
Okay.
It's your favorite,
right.
Actually. It says, Kale sits atop the greens heap now. You ate lots of crispy chips last year and may be joined by Brussels sprouts and more. It's not always easy to convince a consumer, especially a mainstream consumer, that a vegetable dish is going to have flavor and interest and innovation. But then you look at a menu like the Cheesecake Factory that has kale on one of their salads, and you might think, maybe I would be willing to try this, and then I know what to do.
Wait a minute, I thought you were going to say they had like a kale cheesecake.
A what?
A kale cheesecake. When you said the Cheesecake Factory, I thought maybe they had a kale cheesecake. Hey, Aaron, do you like kale?
I don't mind kale. I don't mind at all, but I don't think I would want a kale cheesecake.
I'm with you, Hank Bob. I'm definitely not me neither. No,
I told Laurie last week I like kale as long as there are enough pork products like bacon or salt pork or something in there to make it taste better. But I'm not a real big fan of kale either. But it's supposed to be the hottest trend going.
It is,
right, Laurie?
This is the 2013 food trend that I'm reading. So here.
Yeah, but I could handle, like, crispy kale chips with salt pork.
Yes.
I could do that.
That sounds good.
There you go.
Definitely. Okay, now, I don't know if you guys heard of this. I hope I say it right. I kept trying to practice it. But baobab? Have you ever heard of baobab? Baobab? A coconut-sized fruit. It says it's loaded with vitamin C, fiber, and calcium, and it could be the next super fruit. Predicts Josh Schoenwald, the author of The Taste of Tomorrow. I don't even know how to say it.
How do you spell it? How do you spell it?
Like B-A-O-B-A-B.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. It's supposed to be this next superfruit. I don't know.
What's so super about it, say?
It's packed with vitamins. You didn't listen.
Oh. No, I was. Actually, you're right. I was getting coffee. Sorry.
Oh, it says it's packed with vitamin C, fiber, and calcium. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to Trader Joe's later with my mom, so I'm going to take a look and see if they have it.
You do that, and you report back next week what a baobab is.
Oh, boy. I have an assignment. Okay. It says here, regional cooking. The cooking emphasis on local and seasonal foods will lead toward a local, seasonal, and more distinctive regional style of cooking.
Okay.
Techno shoppers, Texas wild shopping. Can you imagine? It says, why not? According to the Food Marketing Institute, 52% of consumers use technology in their grocery shopping. 32% are using online coupons, while a nearly equal amount use mobile technology when grocery shopping to make shopping lists, find recipes, or research products.
I do that.
I definitely, well, of course. I mean, that's the number. I check recipes and things like that and post them, but yeah.
Well, I go to Fresh and Easy is my favorite store, which is going out of business because they just sell things too cheap. But they have online coupons that they actually target market. When I go there and buy something, I swipe my card, and then I guess they keep track of what you buy, and then they send you coupons for the things that you've been buying in the past, and It's pretty cool. It's kind of creepy at the same time cool.
Okay.
Who's eating chips?
No, my nephew. My favorite thing. I love ginger. So my favorite thing. I'm eating. My nephew bought me for Christmas caramelized ginger from Trader Joe's. So I'm grabbing one while we're talking. I want to eat one.
Don't let us interrupt you while you do your food news and eat your chips there, Laurie.
Holy cow, that was like the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, guys. I put the phone down for a second, like trying to be really quiet.
Well, you weren't being very quiet.
That was an epic failure of being quiet, that's for sure.
You know, my dad had the flu. My mom had a cold last week, and I'm trying to, you know, avoid it. So I have ginger tea. I'm eating these ginger candies. Oh, gosh. I'm praying. Okay, the next thing, Greek yogurt. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
Greek yogurt. Yeah. I know. That's my sign to move on. Is that my cue?
Yeah, that's kind of you. You're getting good at this. You can tell when I'm, like, bored. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it says noodles. Should I read about the noodles?
Noodles.
No,
what's so
no.
special in 2013 about noodles?
Look for udon, soba, cellophane, and rice noodles to show up in hearty layered bowls, fragrant soups, and even mixed textured salads. Not only in a burgeoning number of big city noodle shops, but in seafood and varied menu restaurants as well. I haven't heard of these. Udon, soba, cellophane. Rice noodles, of course.
Cellophane is plastic.
I know.
I just always wonder, Aaron, are you like me? Like, who makes the decisions on what the newest trends are supposed to be? Like, who is the guru that figures this stuff out?
No, I am very much like you in that fact, but it totally blows my mind how the newest trends are typically completely opposite from something that I would either put on myself or in my mouth. It's usually the complete opposite of where my
yes.
head is at. So whatever
now,
it is, it's a
you.
Total nutcase.
Now, Aaron, you know you're going out today and you're going to go buy yourself a biobub or whatever that was.
I know. Baobab.
I still don't know what you're saying. I still, as soon as you were not able to spell it, pronounce it, understand it, or tell me what it was, I totally shut
well,
up.
I'm going to take it to the store and ask the guy at the Trader Joe's, do you know what this is? Because I'm sure his face will be like a deer in headlights. Oh, here we go. It says also 2013, molecular gastronomy, enough, fine, time's up. So I guess that's fun.
Boy. Okay. You got any more exciting news?
Yeah. Fast food favorites. This will be for you guys.
Okay.
Fast food favorites for 2013. Mini burgers, Korean tacos, fancy cupcakes. Foodies may call them passé, but there are plenty of people who are still loving them. Fancy cupcakes will never go out. I mean, it's just, they're here to stay.
And many hamburgers is not going to go out here. They've been around since back in the day. I mean, oh my God, that was, what's the name, White Castle?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Speaking of White Castle, I can move on to the next subject.
Okay.
Oh, this one real quick. Chewing your food 30 seconds longer can reduce your snack craving.
All right.
Let's all count while we chew. Want a trimmer waistline? A new UK study suggests chewing each bite of your lunch for 30 seconds before swallowing, which the researchers claim dulls your appetite for tempting treats for the rest of the day. But you know what it says here that, I'll just read the bottom part. It said the downside is that the slow chewers reported less enjoyment in their lunchtime meal thanks to all the chewing, which they say altered the texture and the taste of the food and the pleasure of eating. The researchers say this could have played a part in the dampened desire to eat more later.
Yeah, because I tend to eat fast and don't chew a whole lot to try to swallow it whole as much as I can, as quick as I can. So I'm not going to be sitting around chewing everything for 30 times. I mean, if I get like a pork rib, I mean, I'm ripping that off of my teeth and chewing it like four or five times and swallowing it. I mean, what, I'm not going to sit around and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, always at 30.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a fast eater, too, though. I have to admit, I tend to eat, But
now, Aaron, I can see Aaron. He probably counts. You
gotta
count
the shoes. I don't chew. I inhale. Once I bite it off, it's going down my throat. It's not. There's no process between
so you don't need
the
teeth.
Bite and the swallow. It's all in one
you
motion.
You don't need the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was gonna say how quickly I could suck the meat off the bone, but. I'll keep that to myself.
Now, Laurie, when I said White Castle a minute ago, you said, speaking of White Castle, then somehow we got talking about chewing your food 30 times. Did you have a story about White Castle?
I did. I'm scrolling down. Here we go. I was trying to find it. No, that was my next little blurb before this, so I was trying to find it. Okay, here we go. The egg is arguably what makes a breakfast sandwich a breakfast sandwich. And sadly, we've been conditioned to accept the pre-made egg loaf spongy patty blob thing. Even people who swear they won't touch fast food seem to make exceptions for breakfast sandwiches. And I'm actually one of them. I admit I'm not a big fast food person, but I do like sometimes the breakfast sandwiches.
Hardee's has got the best breakfast sandwich and breakfast biscuit there is. But, I mean, I've eaten enough of those in my life to fill up a big truck.
I have to agree, they really are good. But I'll tell you the winner in a bit. Something about the combination of egg, melted cheese, salty meat, and toasted bread is so satisfying. Not to mention a lifesaver on those especially rough mornings. You go from zero to feeling more like a real person in just a few bites. Sure, it's not that hard to make one at home, and even tastier with just fried eggs. Try not to think about the pre-cooked egg loaf on most fast food sandwiches too hard. But sometimes you just need to grab one and go. Yeah, sometimes the bread is a little spongy on some of them.
Yeah, I know, but I think the Hardee's biscuits and the ones they sell over here at Carl's Jr., they're pretty good for fast food.
Oh, they really are. It says here what they did for a whole week. We gathered around a big table at Serious Eats. Do you guys know Serious Eats? At Serious Eats headquarters.
I know how to seriously eat.
Yep. The Serious Eats headquarters at 10 a.m. every morning to nibble on breakfast sandwiches. It says here, note, no breakfast burritos, but we made an exception for one wrap. And from various fast fooderies to think really hard about each component, the bread, the meat, the cheese, the egg. It says here, we tried sandwiches from 11 different chains. McDonald's, Panera, Kasi, I don't know that one. Is that a West Coast thing?
I don't know.
Kasi. Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King, Tim Hortons, White Castle, Subway, Wawa, and Jack in the Box.
Finally, we got to the White Castle segue. I was wondering when you were going to get there. Okay, so Castle was one of them.
And the winner is...
White Castle!
White Castle! Yay!
All right.
And it's one of my favorite fast foods. It's like one of the only ones that I crave now and then to say, oh, boy. It says White Castle.
Do you have White Castle in Florida?
Absolutely not. I have never had White Castle. The only thing that we have which resembles White Castle is Crystal. However, I'm pretty sure that White Castle is as disgusting as Crystal is. So I will never put that into my face. Ever.
No, if you ever pass through New Jersey, you have to stop, and I'll take you to White Castle, and you'll be amazed.
That's cool. We'll stop at White Castle, and I will watch you eat that nastiness. I will not put those gutbusters into my face. No way.
you have to order them by the dozen, Aaron.
We have the size is a steamer that you order, which is a big box of 24 of them, of crystals, and the smell of it. Makes me want to just stab my face off. It's disgusting. I can't. Put it to you like this. When I was a kid, my aunt took us to Crystal, and I said, yeah, I'll eat four of them. And she bought four Crystal burgers for me. And I took the first bite, and I almost got sick in my stomach in the first bite. I was like 9 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I probably could have contacted child services for the treatment that I received after being force-fed four crystals. But to this day, I have been traumatized, and I can't eat anything that resembles a square little mini burger on a steamed bun with pickle, onion, and mustard. I can't do it. No way.
You don't know what you're missing, but that's okay. Well, let's just slide on this one. All right. But anyway, it says, White Castle, we apologize for having no faith in you at first. To be honest, we even questioned walking the extra 10 blocks to you. But while staring off into space, waiting for our order, we heard a crack, the magical crack that only a real egg could make. Could it be a real egg? White Castle sandwich with bacon on a slider bun. Yes, finding a fast foodie that will actually do this for you is rare. There's not enough room, not enough time, but White Castle didn't give us any hogwash excuses.
Okay. What else do you have? You got 4 minutes. So find a 4 minute story.
Brilliant, why do you do this? The next one is really long. It was a really good one, but
all right, well, go, read fast. Go.
No,
we can carry you over.
No, I can't do that. It's a little, just way too long. I'm just scrolling down now. I'm panicking. Okay. here we go. Let me go. There was one about the bread mold. Okay. Microwave keeps bread mold at bay. Attention bread shoppers. A Texas company could have the answer to some consumers' unwelcome discovery that just purchased loaves contain mold.
Yes, when you buy that fresh bread from some of the local markets, I mean, it'll last like 45 minutes by the time you get home and unpack it, and it starts having like little green spores on it. So this ought to be an interesting story.
It says MicroZap claims its technology allows bread to stay mold-free for 60 days.
How many?
60 days.
Wow.
It says the bread is bombarded with microwaves for about 10 seconds, which kills the mold spores. The process could eliminate bakers' need for preservatives and ingredients used to mask preservative flavor, as well as reduce food waste and increase bread's shelf life.
Well, you just gave me an idea. Maybe what I should do is when I buy that natural fresh bread, I should just bring it home and throw it in the microwave.
Yeah, but microwave, I don't understand it because microwave makes it tough.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure it's some kind of
special process that they do. But so that you can get 60 days shelf life by just whatever their process is, microwaving it.
Yep. It says researchers at the Texas University also see that using the technology in bread made in developing countries where there are fewer food safety standards and spoilage is a problem. I don't know. It says it could help us provide an abundant food source for those in need. That's good. The prospect of helping people in developing countries.
Laurie, your phone is cutting out. We missed that with that last line you just said.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes.
It could help us provide an abundant food source for those in need. The prospect of helping people in developing countries is what motivated the microbiology professor to help develop the technology over the last 8 years. That's really nice.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Well, you used up to 4 minutes, too. Are you done?
Oh, it goes on to describe some of the stuff, but that's okay.
All right. Well,
I'm done.
Are you going to hang around with us for our next special guest, which I cannot wait?
Absolutely. I cannot wait to hear her.
Well, folks, we're going to be having on our next segment, Crazy Bitch Sauce is the name of her company, and her name is Gina, and we had her on, I guess it was about a month or so ago. Actually, Aaron was at a barbecue event. Was it in Florida or Georgia, Aaron?
It was Perry, Florida.
All right, and he met this lady. And she came on our show for a brief moment, and we laughed so hard during that time she was on the little interview. So we had to have her back on the show. And she's going to be joining us here after I take a brief break. And you guys are in for a treat. And I guess, Aaron, are you going to go find Hank Bob?
Yeah, I'm bailing out. I'll let Hank Bob take over.
All right, Hank Bob's going to come back in joining us, too. So, everybody, hang tight. I'm going to play a little ad from one of our great sponsors, Baxter's Original, and also play a song, and we will be back here in about 3 minutes. Everyone, hang tight. We'll be back with the Crazy Bitch and the Crazy Bitch Sauce Company. Here we go. If I push the button, here we go.
Baxter's Original Premium Barbecue Supply, located at 115 10 Mile Road in Fitzgerald, is where you'll find all of your barbecue supplies in one place. They have competition-grade barbecue sauces, high-quality specialty rub. Baxter's is the home of Komodo Joe ceramic grills, which are better than the Big Green Egg. Shop online at www.baxtersoriginal.com or visit Baxter's Original Premium Barbecue Supply at 115 10 Mile Road. Or
I've been known to lay here and watch TV all night, flipping through the channels but can't find a thing I like. What happened to my favorite show? Where they went, I'd like to know. Right now what I need most in my life: more Beaver, Wally Ward, June, the Mayor Cleavers. Nothing else to do. Seinfeld's awful funny. Home Improvement's kind of cool. But what I'd really like to see on my TV: more Beaver. Now Nick and I done brought them good old shows back from the past. My three sons in Happy Days are here again at last. Them Technicolor black and white, I dream of Jeannie day and night. The only thing that I like more than MASH is more Beaver. See him and Wally fight. Why, hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Eddie Haskell's so polite. I've seen every episode 100 times or more, I know. But one thing you can't get too much of in life: more Beaver. That never hurt no one. I've been watching ever since that I was young. Now each night when I go to bed, I turn the TV on instead. My wife will tell you just how much I love more Beaver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Paisley on lead guitar. Oh, bet you can't play the piano. That's why he's nominated for Entertainer of the Year. Alan, I bet you $5 you can't play a fiddle. Would you take $350? It's all right. Give me that guitar. I'll show you how to play it. Yeah. Thanks for showing me that lick there, Brad.
More Beaver. Y'all thought that I was done. Gonna keep on singing. I'm having too much fun. This here is just a silly song, and I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Do you think I'm ever gonna get me some?
Me neither.
And welcome back to the Green Ideas Radio Show, and I thought that that song would probably be very appropriate to play because of our next guest, and let me push the buttons here. Hopefully I got everybody on board here. Laura, are you back with us?
I'm here.
Hank Bob, are you there?
What up, everybody? How's it going out there?
And I hope if everything's working right, we got the Crazy Ventures. Are you there, Gina?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
What up, lady? We need as much country as we get out here today, girl.
Well, I was wondering why we played that More Beaver song before me. Does it have to do with my southern accent?
We played an advertisement for wood. So we got wood and beavers all in one little segment. It was awesome.
Hey, and you know, Baxter's Original does have my sauces.
There you go. See, it all worked out. See, in the radio business, that's called segues. So that's perfect segue to our next guest. And welcome to our show. And we had so much fun with you on the show when you were on before that we wanted to have you on again and find out a little bit more about you, because we only had a brief moment that day. And first of all, let me just say, I have had 3 of your sauces this week, and they are fantastic. I actually posted on Facebook, as you saw, some of the recipes that I came up with. And last night, I have to tell you, last night I made a spiral ham, and I made myself a ham sandwich. And instead of using what I usually use, which is golden mustard, I used your sauce, chicken shit, and that's what it's called, folks. And it is fantastic. I threw the golden mustard away. Now chicken shit goes on all my ham sandwiches.
Well, thank you.
Well,
that is my bestseller.
That is a good one. You got yourself a winner there. So tell us about how you started your company and came up with the name Crazy Bitch Sauce Company. And I'll turn it over to you. You told us a little bit before when we met, but tell our listeners how you got in the sauce business and the back story.
Well, man, listen up. Be careful what you call your woman, no matter what. Let's start with that. I was married for 18 and a half years, and the ex-husband was cheating. He wasn't my ex at that time. He was cheating with my girlfriend. And he kept denying it, calling me a crazy bitch. And lo and behold, after a few cocktails and some girlfriends were sitting around, they're like, well, you've always wanted to bottle and sell your sauces. My God, what a name would that be? Crazy Bitch Sauce. Lord, I jumped up, got on the internet, started Googling. It was available, and I snatched it. And I laughed at him all the way to the bank.
Good for you.
Actually, I turned lemon into lemonade.
However, he might have been right, just saying. He might have been right on the money.
He might have been right on the money. No, that's everybody keeps saying I need to change my labels. I said, no, I like to keep little chick on the labels because I'm really not a crazy bitch.
Aww.
But I like making...
Gina, I've met you in person, and that's a lie.
Thank you for all the support. Well, I'm wearing my tie-dyed crazy bitch t-shirt right now, okay?
Hey, Gina, I have to ask you, though. I mean, with a name like Crazy Bitch, have you gotten pushback from people because they don't want to buy it because of the name?
I have, and the funniest one is a lady was in Dothan, Alabama, and she was there with her five-year-old son, and it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and she's standing there with a tall boy Bud Light in her hand, about drunk at 10 a.m. in the morning, and said she couldn't have Crazy Bitch in her house because of her son. And I just wonder, was he driving her home? He was five. I mean, really. Where you get one of those, you get five or six that buy it just without even tasting it, just for the name.
I agree.
Well, you've got one, two, three, four. You got five different sauces here, and one of them's called the Sassy Crazy Bitch Gourmet Sauce, and then you've got the
and that's
hot
a sweet
crazy,
one. I couldn't say
sweet,
sweet crazy
one?
Bitch. It just didn't. Yeah, sweet crazy bitch just didn't make sense.
I kind of like that.
It just didn't. It just didn't flow right.
And then you got the hot crazy bitch gourmet sauce, which I had that the other night too, and that was excellent. I actually made an egg sandwich with bacon, I usually put hot sauce when I make a fried egg sandwich. So I tried the hot crazy bitch gourmet sauce. That was fantastic. So anybody out there who goes to her website, which is www.crazybitchsauce.com, and buys this stuff, I'm giving you some pointers. Make yourself a fried egg sandwich with some bacon and pour the hot crazy bitch gourmet sauce on. It's excellent. And then, of course, you've got the crazy bitch kick-ass sauce. Now, that's a real hot one, right?
Yes, and that's the award winner, too, by the way. I won third place at the John Boy and Billy first ever contest I entered. I won third place.
Did you really?
With that one.
That's for you.
And then my first ever cooking contest was a chili cook-off at St. George Island here in Florida. I won second place with the kick-ass sauce in my chili.
Wow. Now, how hot is it?
Well, it's kind of like a crazy bitch should be. She's kind of sweet to start with, and then she sneaks up and bites you in the butt. One of those that you've got the little sweetness going on, and then the next thing you know, God, why is my lips sweating? You know, and then all of a sudden it hits you.
and then you got really good one, which I used on steamed shrimp, which is called Crazy Bitch Cocktail Sauce, and it's And I say that because that's the way it's spelled on the bottle. But that's really good. It's great for seafood, shrimp, those types of things. And then my favorite, which we talked about a minute ago, which is the Crazy Bitch Chicken Shit Sauce. And that one, I'm telling you, folks, it tingled on my lips 20 or 30 minutes later.
Wow. It's great on chicken wings.
Great on chicken
Wonderful wings. On chicken wings.
Hank
I even
Bob?
Put some of that in my potato salad or deviled eggs.
Hey, Hank Bob.
Yo.
Yo, wake up. Have you tried any of these sauces?
Heck yeah, we eat every bit of them. We was out in, last time I had them, we was in Perry, Florida. And we were just drinking it out of the bottle. It was, I had a couple minutes before I got it mixed up with my vodka bottle. And I couldn't figure out. I couldn't tell if I was drunk or if my face was on fire. I didn't know what was happening. But they were pretty daggone delicious, I tell you.
Well, maybe why you like that so much is because there is beer in that one.
Oh.
Yeah, that might be freezing right there.
It's addictive, see.
So I have to ask you, what made you call it chicken shit sauce?
Well, really, this is honest to God's truth. I'm on the phone with the ex, and was in a little bit of a heated argument, and I happened to call him a chicken shit. I swear to you, I was making a test batch of this, and I thought, oh, my God, this looks like chicken shit. Oh, my God. I hung up the phone, and that was it. I dedicate that one to the ex-husband.
Oh,
but
he
doesn't get any proceeds.
And it does look like it, too, because I used to be in the chicken business. In fact, I remember the story. There was these two guys walking through a barnyard, and they saw something yellow and gooey on the ground, and one guy walked over and said, whoa, wait. He says, what is that? The guy says, He says, looks like chicken shit. And he bends down, and he puts his finger in it, and he says, wow, it even feels like chicken shit. He smelled it. He says, oh, my God, it smells like chicken shit. And he tasted it, and he says, it tastes like chicken shit. It's a good thing we didn't step in it.
Oh, gross. That's one of my slogans. I tell everybody, oh, come on, taste this. At the festivals, I give out samples, and I'll say, don't be chicken shit. Taste it. I promise to be the best chicken shit you ever tasted. And I actually had one man said, I was raised on a chicken farm. Don't go there. I said, oh, no.
So do you have any plans for any other sauces?
Yeah, I'm thinking habanero, mango, lime, something.
Oh,
now
you're
talking my flavors right there, Lee.
I'm going to have to go get on the phone with the ex-husband and get upset so I can name it, though, you know?
Just name it the dumb shit sauce. That'll be good.
How about dip shit sauce? There you have it.
There you go. Oh, gosh.
So, do you have any of your sauces in these stores, local stores?
I've got quite a few down around the coast here in Florida on the Panhandle. There's a lot of the cocktail sauce down there. And, of course, I have it in Fitzgerald at Baxter's. I'm just getting started. I've got a couple places here locally in Tallahassee that are selling it. It's even being sold at Renegade Barbershop in Tallahassee on the FSU campus.
That's a barbershop. Wow. So now how long have you been making the sauce?
Well, I've made the sauces all my life. That's how it got started. People fell in love with the sassy one. And friends and family would save their liquor bottles, their wine bottles, and buy honey for me. And so I've always done that. But legally, I started in 2009.
'09, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do really have a unique product. And, and folks, I've tried 3 out of 5 so far, and I'm going to try the rest of them this weekend. And it's excellent product. It's great tasting, got some unique flavors that you put together, especially the chicken shit sauce. And if people want to buy your sauce, they can go to your website and buy it there.
Of course.
And that website again is crazy fitchsauce.com. And then if people want to get in touch with you, Gina, how can they get in touch with you?
There's a contact form on there, or my email is thecrazybitch@crazybitchsauce.com.
Well, we appreciate you checking in with us today and telling us about your story. And Hank Bob, did you have anything else to add? Since you met the crazy bitch, do you have anything else you want to tell us before we let her go?
Oh, no, that old hot lady right there. I just hurry up with that daggum mango habanero sauce. That's all I'm sitting here right now. Y'all know I ain't got but about two teeth. My dentist told me if I didn't start taking care of them, I was going to fall out. I tell him I ain't but two left, but so I can't chew on nothing, but I can daggum sure drink some mango habanero sauce, I tell you. So I'm throwing
well,
right
just
now.
For you, I won't make it too chunky, okay?
Yeah, leave the chunks out. I like to drink the liquid down, you know.
Well, Gina, thank you for joining us this morning, and everybody check out her website and go buy some of the sauce. And I know you won't be disappointed, and we appreciate you coming in. You have a nice weekend, and come back and tell us if you come out with that dumb shit sauce, come back and let us know.
You got it, I promise. Thank you
all.
Have a great weekend. Bye, Gina. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there you go. Check out her website. It is good stuff. And Hank Bob, I'm sorry you got mixed up with the sauce and the other sauce. As a matter of fact, I got a song for you that I'll play that goes right along with that issue you had. We'll be back here in a few minutes after the song. This is David Kilner, and the song is called White Lightning. Once again, Gina coming on our show this morning. And Laurie, are you still
with
us? I want to also thank you for your food news, and I think you said you had to go do some shopping this morning.
Yeah, I'm taking my mom shopping, being a good
all
girl.
Right. Well, you you have fun shopping, and come back and see us next week with some more food news.
I will. Take care. Bye, Hank Bob.
Later, girl. See you all next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, guys, we're going to be going on to our next guest here in a couple of minutes. And Hank Bob, are you going to stick around, or are you going back to find Aaron?
I think I need a nap. I've been working too hard. So I think I'll let old boy come on back home.
All right. All right, well, nice seeing you, Hank Bob. Come back and see us sometime.
Yeah, man.
All right, and we've got our next guest coming on here in a couple of seconds. His name is Gerald Timmerman, and Gerald is a country music singer. He's sent me some music here that I'm going to play, and honestly, I can't even figure out what the name of the song is I'm getting ready to play here because I didn't write it down. But this song is by Gerald Timmerman, and Gerald will be joining us here in a couple of minutes. Everybody hang tight. We'll be right back to talk to Gerald.
Like only yesterday, the good Lord, He called you away, and it hurt so bad that you had to go. And later on when we lost Dad, well, I remember we felt so sad, and what we'd do without you, we didn't know. I know you're up there with him, with all our family and friends, rejoicing in your in pain no more. And though we may be miles away, there's just something I want to say and let you know. Miss you both. Time goes by, the years have flown. I'm doing well and I'm all grown. I got a little girl and she looks like you. Says, Daddy, does she cross your mind? And I say just about all the time. And God called her away, but He gave me you. Well, I know you're up there with Him, with all our family and friends, rejoicing in your in pain no more. Something I want to say and let you know.
that was Gerald Timmerman, and he's our next guest coming up on the Green Ideas Radio Show. And I'm having some technical difficulties as usual on a Saturday morning. And Aaron, are you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
All right, we got you back, and we'll try to bring in our guest, Gerald. Everybody hang tight. Let's push the buttons and see what happens here. Come on, don't let me down now, Blog Talk Radio. It's trying. Gerald, are you there? Well, guess what, Aaron?
You didn't go shopping. That's what.
Yeah, that's what. By the way, while I'm trying to get our guest on here, speaking of that, I lost my computer completely. I lost the screen a few weeks ago, and then I actually lost the hard drive, last week? And I'm actually using a borrowed small computer here until I get my new computer in. They basically gave it the kiss of death and said the other one just was screwed up to fix. But this morning I ran a security on this computer I'm using. There were 12 Trojans, and not the kind of Trojans you're thinking of. There were 12 Trojans and all kinds of 121 items on the this computer that were screwing up. And I found out through a geek at Best Buy that there's some kind of crazy, I don't know what you call it, I guess it's a virus that you pick up on Facebook. It's called the MBR virus, and I had that on this computer. So for those folks that are out there listening and use Facebook a lot like I do, you got to be careful and make sure you have the right security systems on your computers, because what this thing does, it infiltrates your C drive and causes all kinds of havoc. So you too, Aaron, if you on Facebook, this little thing creeps in there somehow and gets on your C drive. So I'm losing computers left and right because of that, and I had to add a security system to this computer this morning just to try to block that. So I guess that's a little public announcement. Be careful. It seems like it's coming through Facebook from what they're telling us.
I appreciate your public announcement, but I'm going to say this. You can blame it on a Facebook virus all you want. I think it's operator error.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome for the vote of confidence I have. It's just one of those things that some people have the touch of death to electronics. I think you might be one of those, and it could be just because you have extra electrical charges because your brain is working harder.
Yeah, that's
maybe
what it is.
Those pulses of energy are blowing up your machine, maybe?
Well,
I don't know.
You know what? I hope you get that virus just for that. All right.
It's a virus. It's not your fault.
No, it's weird. It's and the guy, you know, and those guys, the geek guys, they seem to know their stuff, and he claimed that a lot of people are coming in and they're having their screens go black and things are messing up, and they're blaming on some type of virus. He doesn't only come through Facebook, but Facebook is one of the areas where people are getting it. So anyway, that's what they told me, and I'm going to try again. Let's see here. We played Gerald's song. Let's see if we can get Gerald on here with us. Let me press the buttons, and if it's working, 1, 2, 3, come on, Blog Talk Radio. Come on, baby. Gerald, are you there?
Good morning, Brilliant. How are you?
Oh, all right. Good morning. Hey, we got the system working. I was trying to get it working, and we were having a little problem a little while ago. Thank you for coming to the show.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and say hello to my sidekick, Aaron.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey,
how are
you? Pretty good, man.
I guess
how are you
going? My twin brother, right?
Yeah, really. You guys look like you could be brothers. I don't know if you saw his photograph, Aaron, but you guys look – all you need is a cowboy hat.
Yes,
I was actually tempted to just disappear off the show while he came on, so no one would ever know if we were really two separate people or not.
That would confuse a lot of people, wouldn't it?
Well, Gerald, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania. So how did a country boy end up in Pittsburgh?
Well, I moved here probably about 14 years ago from Oklahoma. I'm originally a southern boy. I grew up around the Tulsa, Claremore, Oklahoma area. It's where a lot of my childhood and adult years were raised there. And about when I was about 21, 22, I moved up here to the Pennsylvania state. So,
well, I was wondering because a Pittsburgh boy, I figured you had been replanted there in Pennsylvania. And I was going to ask you, too, while we're trying to get you on, we played one of your songs before, and honestly, I didn't write down the name, but it's the one, I think it's about your uncle and your father.
It's about my mother and actually my father who passed away. I lost my mom in 96 and lost my dad in 98. Year and a half apart, and that was a tribute that I wrote to them. It's called We Missed You Both.
Okay, we played that just before you came on, and I was having a little technical difficulties to trying to get you on the show here with us. But it was a great song, and so you wrote that as a tribute to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
So where do you? So you're in the music business. So what do you do up there in Pittsburgh to entertain the folks? Are you playing in bars, festivals, and that type of thing?
Yes, I have my own band here. We play. We're off this weekend. We have a weekend off, so it's kind of nice. But usually we're regularly scheduled every weekend at, you know, we play the tri-state area like West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and then Pennsylvania. A lot of DFWs. Summer months we do a lot of fairs, festivals, and fireman's fairs. And we do try to at least do maybe one or two benefits a year. But we're usually playing about every weekend. Band's called Stone Horse, the Stone Horse Band. I'll correct myself on that because there's another band in Missouri called Stone Horse Band. So
okay.
We had to put the in front of it to avoid, you know, all the legalities there. But the website on that one is thestonehorseband.net.
StoneHorseBand.net. Now, you yourself don't actually have a website under your name.
Yes.
I listed it on, or do you?
Yes, I do. It's a new one, so I haven't really got a domain for it yet, but you can go on there. It's raytimmerman.wix.com/ray-timmerman. And
yeah,
you'll find my music there.
What you want to do is you'll after the show, you can post on my page, on my Green Ideas Facebook page, and post your address. And all I had was your Facebook address when I posted the promos for the show. But I was going to play your next song here and come back and talk a little bit. But the next song I've got here is called Cherokee Pride. I'm assuming you must have some Native American background.
Yes, I do. I have a little bit of Cherokee Indian in. And I grew up, like I said, the school that I graduated is from a little small town, Kansas, Oklahoma, and it's right pretty much in the heart of the Cherokee Nation. I grew up in there, and I have a lot of friends who are also, they're full-blood Cherokee. I'm partially Cherokee, but I have a lot of friends and relatives back there that are, you know, live in the Cherokee Nation. I have a couple of friends that actually work on the reservation. They still live there. So it's kind of my song to them, you know. It's about being taught, you know, about the ways of the Cherokee. And because I grew up with a best friend of mine was Cherokee, and his grandfather would always come up. And that's where I kind of got the idea of the song. He would always sit down with us and teach me, like, okay, this is, he would do, like, the rain dance and, you know, their traditions that they always have. So I learned a lot from them. So I that kind of gave me the inspiration for the song.
All right, well, let's play the song Cherokee Pride, and we'll come back and chat with Gerald here after the song. Everybody hang tight. This is Gerald Timmerman. The song is called Cherokee Pride.
When I was a young boy, I stopped to help this old man one day. He had long hair and was dark, with a rugged leather kind of face. He reached his hand to thank me, and I said, "Mister, what's your name?" He said, "They call me Chief Youngblood, but you can call me Friend." And I would stop by to see him. Sometimes I would stay all day. And he would teach me about the Cherokee and all their sacred ways. He said, "Friend, let me ask you, when you die, do you know where you're going to go?" He said, "I'm going to a place where the land is pure as gold." Yet I got my reservation up there on that Cherokee Nation. When my time is done down here, don't be sad or shed a tear. Remember all the things I taught you, and my friend, whatever you do, and I'll see you in another life. And don't forget your Cherokee pride. And then one day, I dropped by to see him once again. And I found him lying there, surrounded by his family and his friends. He said, "Friend, come closer. My time has come today." Then he took my hand, and he began to say, "Did I got my reservation up there on that Cherokee Nation? My time is done down here. Don't be sad or shed. Remember all the things I taught you, and my friend, whatever you do, and I'll see you in another life, and don't forget your Cherokee pride." Well, that's the last words that he spoke. We buried him on that hill, underneath that fallen snow. And here on these plains, you can still feel him today. And if you listen to the wind, well, you can hear him say, "He said, I got my reservation up here on this Cherokee Nation. My time is done down there. Don't be sad or shed a tear. Remember all the things I taught you. Have a friend, whatever you do, and I'll see you in another life. And don't forget your Cherokee." Said, "I got my reservation up there on this Cherokee Nation. My time is done down there. Don't be sad or shed a tear. Remember all the things I taught you, and a friend, whatever you do, and I'll see you in another life. And don't forget your Cherokee pride."
And that was Gerald Timmerman, and we have Gerald on the phone here with us this morning for a little interview and some of his music, and we appreciate you joining us, Gerald. So that talks about your Cherokee pride. I was just thinking, I was actually told by my father that I had some Indian blood in me also. He didn't know where it was from, but he was pretty sure that we were from the Bigfoot tribe because we all wear big shoes. But
you, so what, oh my God, you were reaching so hard for that one.
Well, hey, the other joke I had was, you know, you know how the Indian died after drinking iced tea, drowned in his teepee. So I didn't want to use that one.
Okay. That one was actually funny though.
That was.
So, Gerald, what big plans you got coming up for 2013?
I'm working on a promo video for Cherokee Pride. Before the holidays, they don't report on the Crashbox charts. It was placed number 2 on the Crashbox charts before the holidays. But I'm working on a promo video to try to get Cherokee Pride a little bit more promoted. The promo video, it should be done probably about the middle of next week, I'm told.
Okay.
We're working on some new originals writing and producing those as well and trying to get them out, you know, on the air. So
now the video itself, will that be like posted on YouTube?
Yes, it will. It'll be posted on YouTube and Facebook as well.
All right. Well, when you get that done, you're welcome to put it on my page also and let everybody see your video. Now, do you have a CD?
No, I just have the single right now. It's under, I do have that on iTunes, and it's also on CD Baby as well. And the
okay.
Cherokee Pride is on it. That's the one that's under iTunes. It's on there for sale. So
okay. All
of anybody who's interested in maybe having a copy of it and supporting my music, I would certainly appreciate it. And they can go there to download it, purchase it.
All right, and you also mentioned the band website earlier. It's called the StonehorseBand.net.
.net, yes, sir, it is.
And can they? I guess people can find out more about you and the band and your music there.
Yes, it has all my members of the band, my drummer. We have a steel guitar player, lead guitar player. We're a four-piece band. It has all our bios on there. It has a live video of us performing as well. Has all of our dates and shows, the upcoming events that we'll be taking part in. And pretty much all the information, you know, about the band.
All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning with some of your music and tell us a little bit about your story. And we wish you much success and keep us posted as things develop. And maybe come back some later when you cut some more music and have you on the show again.
I will do, sir. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me on the show. Nice to meet all of you, and have a great day.
All right, you too.
You too, man.
Carol.
It was a pleasure.
All right, thank you so much. Bye.
All right, everybody, check out Gerald on his website. He'll be posting some more information on our Facebook page probably later today or this weekend, and you can find out more and check out his video when the video comes out. And looks like here I'm still having some problems with this computer system. Are you still with me, Aaron?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Well, next week we got another show planned, of course, and if we can keep everything working, we're going to have Laurie back on to talk more about food news. And also we've got Brian Fairtalk coming back on, the Wine Czar, to talk about some more wine. I think he's going to be talking about, what do you call it, Valentine's Day. Couldn't think of it. Valentine's Day, February types of wines and champagnes and that type of thing. And do you celebrate?
You sure he's not talking
about, huh?
Yeah, but are you sure he's not going to be talking about mulled wine? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, mulled wine.
You made the mistake of bringing that up on Facebook. There is no doubt in my mind that he is going to mess with you as hard as he can about mulled wine. There's no doubt.
Well, I saw it on sale, and you know how I am about things that are on sale.
I'm with you on sale.
Well, it's called Winter's Tale, and I can tell you it tastes like tale, actually, but it was a mulled wine. And so I said, okay, I'm going to try it out. Brought it home and poured myself a glass, and when I was pouring it, it didn't smell exactly right, but I thought, well, maybe that's the way it's supposed to smell. And I'm serious. I described it on Facebook like a cross between Vicks and Robitussin, and I think that's actually
terrible.
Being nice. Terrible stuff. Terrible stuff. So you folks, I don't know if you noticed on Facebook, then everybody started telling me about how to make mulled wine and all the different mulled wine products you can make. And, yeah, I stepped right in that one on Facebook.
Yes, you did. So I'm pretty sure you're going to hear – he's not going to talk about Valentine's Day wines or any good wines. He's going to mess with you about $2.99 wine, no doubt.
Well, you weren't here last week. Now, I actually cranked it up a notch and bought a bottle of $4.99 wine. I mean, that's way above my price point. It was good stuff, though.
$4.99.
Well, it was half price. It was actually normally a $10 bottle.
I knew there had to be a hook in there somewhere. There was
well, that's the hook.
Because Yeah, you had the only reason you're going to spend $4.99 is if it was actually on sale from something else. That's genius, though. I'm good. I like it.
Well, I told the story last. The lady at the store. I told the story last week. I think it was last week. I told the story. She, this one woman. She's like a little tiny thing. She's probably like 5 foot tall, and she saw me coming down the aisle, and she said, "Hey, big tall guy, come here. I need your help." And she was trying to reach this wine on the very top shelf, and it was on sale, so there was only a few bottles left. There were 6 bottles left, and she was on her tippy toes and couldn't get it. So I grabbed all 6 bottles for her, and then she said to me, she said, "You ever had Lucchino wine?" And now keep in mind, I have my typical Big Kahuna $1.99 wine in my cart already.
Right?
I said, no, ma'am, I only drink the good stuff, and I pointed to it in the cart. And she goes, "Well, you need to try this out, and once you drink it, you'll swear by it that it's the best wine you ever drank." And it's Zinfandel. It's the old vine Zinfandel, and I talked about this the other day. And I always thought, and this is where I show my stupidity, but I always show my stupidity. I always thought Zinfandel was like a girl's wine. It was like
girl's
rosé.
It is.
Yeah, well, it is.
It's a girl's drink. I don't care. Don't tell me. Oh, you have to have a delicate palate to be able to handle Zinfandel. No, that's a girl's drink.
Well, let me tell you, this stuff is old vine Zinfandel, and it's dark color, and
right. It
is excellent. It's it has
really?
Kind of like a it's like a Shiraz type of taste. It's kind of a peppery taste, and it even says on the back of the bottle, goes great with barbecue ribs, steak,
hamburgers,
pizza, and it is excellent stuff. I'm gonna send you a bottle. It's called Lucchino. And they make it, and it comes out of Lodi, California. But yeah, that was a treat. The $4.99 bottle, and like I said, it was half price. So it to me, I'm drinking some expensive stuff because it was regularly $10.
Yeah, you got a $10 bottle. That's big balling.
But anyway, so we got the wines are kind of fine. Yes, he's gonna probably beat me up about the mulled wine. And then I'm going to mention again about our contest. Don't forget, Saber Ricci is going to be giving away 3 of her books. All you got to do is send a little story about your sexiest kitchen stories, and we're going to be picking 3 winners. She'll be sending out 3 free books, her newest book, and that should be interesting. I can't wait to see the submissions to that and what people put down as their sexiest kitchen stories. And let's see what else is on my list here. That's pretty much it. And we still got like 12 minutes. You want to talk about anything?
I want to talk about the fact that I want to be cooking right now.
You want to be what?
Cooking right now. I've got the hope is to throw, you know, I've got the Komodo Joe, which is my favorite cooker on the entire planet now.
Right.
And I've got ribs and chicken that I'm just itching to get on that thing today. And it was all because Lenora said, whatever Lenora wants, Lenora gets kind of deal. I wanted to do brisket or turkey, and she said chicken and ribs. So I'm doing chicken and ribs.
You're doing chicken and ribs.
It's pretty much the way it works.
What kind of sauce do you put on your chicken and ribs?
I make a sweet sauce from Sweet Bar. To make it really easy, instead of make it, because I do make my own sauces.
Right.
But for quick fast, I'll just mix a sweet sauce with probably shouldn't be saying this. It's like top secret. I'm just kidding. A jar of like peach preserves.
Okay.
Cook that down just a bit. So it makes a nice sweet peachy sauce to put on the ribs. And then for chicken, I kind of do the same thing, but I do it with grape juice. Instead of peach, because the grape juice and the sauce with the chicken is really good. Yeah. So they get different sauces, but, you know, the rub, it's a very similar rub. I use less brown sugar when I do the chicken, more brown sugar on the ribs. Yeah. All around.
Now, do you use these special sauces when you go to the contest, or do you guys use something different?
No, we make our sauces for the competition.
You do?
Yeah. We actually make our own sauces. So it's like, I mean, they're kind of, it's very similar, but, you know, we make our own that way we can whether we ever take a grand champion replacement with it or not, we've made all of our stuff, you know, ideal.
Now, when is your next contest? You got one planned coming up in February?
Yep, February 22nd and 23rd in Dublin, Georgia. But it's actually like kind of like a battle royale. It's not, you know, normally we go in Georgia Barbecue Association event. You go and you do pork loin, pork butt, and ribs. Whatever. So normally that's Georgia Barbecue Association, but for this particular event, there's a margarita competition, which we're in. Bloody Mary competition, which we're in. And by the way, Aunt Mary's Barbecue Brigade, which is the name of our team, is the defending margarita champion from last year.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes, that's right. That's right. So, margarita competition, Bloody Mary competition, Brunswick stew competition, a dessert competition, plus pork, chicken, ribs, and brisket.
Wow.
So it's like there's a turn-in nonstop for 2 days.
Well, I can tell you right now, you're not going to be on that show that day.
No, there's probably no way that I will be able to be on that show.
No way. You're going to be busy turning in food all day long. And
I'll get to make two quick calls, and that'd be – you know, that's probably the way it'll go down. I'll get to make two quick calls, and that'll be it. But, yeah, this thing, it's either going to be I'm going to be too busy to turning in stuff, or after sampling all of the margaritas and Bloody Marys, too tipsy to be able to use my phone. I don't know. One there yet.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you need any help and, you know, someone to do the taste testing for you in Florida, maybe it might be a good time for me to fly over there, and I can always taste those out for you to make sure you guys stay the champions.
That's it, man. That's what it's all about, is being able to sample. So feel free. Fly on out. Fly to Georgia. Here's the best part. If you can find a flight, because Dublin, Georgia actually has an airport.
Wow.
And this competition is on the airport, not outside of the airport or at the airport. We're actually on the airfield is where the barbecue competition is.
Well, then how am I going to land there if you guys are out there cooking?
Well, they only close down a portion of it. But people are literally flying in, tasting barbecue, and then leaving. It's crazy.
Well, I always say you guys have those contests. It's not really for the barbecue. It's for the drinking and the fun anyway.
It's more for the fun, just the opportunity. I mean, you know, we'd like to win. It's about the barbecue is delicious. We get to sample, but it's really about just the people you get to meet, the time you get to have. I mean, it's so much fun just hanging out, you know. That makes it all worth it.
Well, you will be a busy guy, it sounds like, on that date, so I'm not even going to ask you to participate too much in the show that day, because it sounds like you're going to be busy. And before we go here, we're running down the time now. Good. Now I can cut off the show. I just want to mention, anybody who's listening, if you are interested in being on our show, you've got a special product like sauces or whatever it is, has something to do with food, make sure you contact me at grillingideas@earthlink.net or on Facebook. We're always looking for foodies and people to be on the show. If you sing, play a musical instrument, whatever, give us a call or let us know. We'll have you on the show. We appreciate everyone who supported the show over the past, gosh, we've been almost a year and a half. I think it's a year and 5 months we've been on the air now, and we keep growing each and every week. We thank everyone for their support, and I want to sign off here if I can get these buttons to work. And Aaron, I guess you can go hang up and go cook that ribs and chicken for your girlfriend.
Heck yeah, man. I don't know if I'm going to let her get any of it. I'm just cooking what she asked for. That doesn't mean she don't eat any of it. So, but yeah,
all right,
have a great weekend, brother.
All right, you too. Take care, everybody out there. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Saturday. And come back and listen in to all the fun, frolic, and entertainment. And everyone, take care, and we'll see you next week.
little mama child, she's so fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. She got a small waistline, a hip spread way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's hot, mama. My hot, hot, mama. Hot little mama, like electric wire. Every time she kisses me, she sets me afire. She's my hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Hot little mama makes me alarm. She can do more damage. And the whole age mom, she's my hot little mama. Yeah, little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. She sets me afire. After Mary got through, hot little mama.